sky.
Well, you caught me doing some other news. Caught me doing some other news there. Yeah, it's important. Yes, I communicate back and forth real time oftentimes with you, the listeners, while the program is on. So if you hear me typing, I apologize, but I'm just trying to keep up with everybody. You've heard, obviously, about the affair Ilhan Omar allegedly having with her key staffer, right? Minot. Tim Minot, is that the guy's name? He was, well, apparently she paid him something like $250,000. And then it's been alleged in divorce papers that he and Ilhan Omar have been carrying on this affair for some period of time, some months. So his wife, Tim Minot's wife, filed the divorce papers. By the way, both Omar and Minot obviously married, right? And so there's all this time and conversation about homewrecker being thrown around the internet. Here's one of the posts, one of the tweets. Ilhan Omar, Muslim American icon and homewrecker. From Robbie comes, some homewrecker wrecked something. Omar homewrecker news, and it goes on and on and on. Now, having that said, Ilhan Omar, a member of the so-called squad who has been in the headlines repeatedly for anti-Semitic tropes and in arguments back and forth with the White House and offending this group and that group and different issues. She went out yesterday to lecture the rest of us about morality. I kid you not, that Ilhan Omar took to the ivory tower to look down upon us peasants and share her wisdom with us. All right, it's bite number 8 from Ilhan Omar. Bite number 8, I need you to hear this. Go.
Listen, folks. We're really losing our moral high ground. I say this in committee hearings. I say this at every single speech. It doesn't make any sense for us to be committing these kind of human rights violations, to have these policies in the way that we interact with migrants and asylum seekers, if we want to continue to be the kind of country that condemns countries in Africa or Asia or Latin American countries for its treatment of refugees and asylum seekers. So we should do what any other country does by dealing with this situation in a serious way. So we have to bring in the United Nations High Commissioner on Refugees, an agency that has the expertise and the training to handle massive flows of refugees humanely.
Really? Her solution to what's going on at the southern border with us detaining illegals flooding across our border is to call in the United Nations to set up shop and take over the operation, please. The fact of the matter is we need to control our border. And isn't it interesting that this is one of the same voices that tells you how bad America is, how racist America is, how misogynist America is. And yet we're not trying to build the wall at the southern border to keep people in, are we? No, we're trying to keep them out. Think about this. Do a little math with me here. More than 1 million people come to America every year legally. That's more than the rest of the world combined. Last year, another 1 million-plus came illegally. Now, doesn't it occur to those on the left that if America was this bad place they describe, with full of racists and misogynists and white supremacists in the White House and all of this nonsense, wouldn't it occur to somebody that maybe that's just not true? Because if it were true, why are millions of people coming to the United States legally and illegally year after year after year, more than any other country in the world, more than every other country in the world combined? Why would they want to come to America if it's such a terrible place? Predicated on racism, predicated on white supremacy, predicated on elitism and income inequality, all of these terrible, terrible things. Now, make no mistake, we have places we can improve on what we do here. Every country does. We have ways we could do better with a variety of different things. But to sit here from your ivory tower, Miss Omar, and try to lecture us about morality with all of the things that are in the headlines today, I think that's a bit rich. A bit rich, to say the least. How dare you, frankly, sit there and try to wag your finger at us and tell us that we need to bring in foreign troops, because that's what it would amount to. We'd be bringing in foreign troops, powder blue helmets. Oh, the dream of the globalists. It's the dream of the globalists. All right. But one thing before we go. I want to go back to bite number two from old Joe Biden. Because if you're going to talk about racism in America, it's probably best to focus on the party that you know, stood up for racism and defended it and created the Ku Klux Klan, that being the Democrat Party. History matters. Bite number two. Listen to this from Joe Biden. Bite number two. Go.
I want to say it's good to be back in Spartanburg. You know, I want to thank you, Tyrus, for the introduction. And the fact of the matter is that I want to thank all of you for coming out today. And, folks, you know, I spent an awful lot of time in South Carolina because of my good friend, and he was my great-great friend, and helped me a great deal through some very difficult times, Fritz Hollins and Petey Hollins. And I miss him.
Fritz Hollings, the great segregationist, a guy who stood in the way of progress and the Civil Rights Act and all of that. Time and again, that's who Joe Biden is praising there, Fritz Hollings. Outspoken segregationist. That ought to go a long way in helping him secure the African-American vote, huh? It's 25 after. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Back after this.